This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Haley, you signed my petition. It's to fund arts programs in public schools.
This says bring back the Bacon Club Chalupa.
Just sign the paper.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scher.
And I'm your host, Nicole Hendizadeh Inayati. Why did I say my last name wrong again? What's wrong with me?
I'm just glad we officially have one signature on my petition to bring back the Bacon Club Chalupa at Taco Bell, because today, Nicole, we are talking about what is the best ever discontinued fast food item. And my first entry into the competition, it's going to be the Bacon Club Chalupa.
Are there any handwriting experts out there? I want to know what my signature says about me.
Your signature almost, if I were to see that written down, mm-hmm. I would think it's a language that I had never heard of. I'd be like, oh, is this traditional like Pashto writing?
I think my signature is very Trumpian, actually.
I think that's where I've seen that before.
I have a very similar...
What do you think that says about your personality?
So much we can't fill it into one podcast.
Wait, let me sign this.
Sure.
And then, wait, tell them about the Bacon Club Chalupa and how much you loved it.
I never tried the Bacon Club Chalupa.
You never had the Bacon Club Chalupa?
I'll tell you this about fast food. I was never one of those chicks that like would get the new, like exciting modern thing. I would always just get the classics. Like if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm getting a chicken nugget.
Oh no.
If I go to McDonald's, I'm getting a Big Mac. If I go to Burger King, I'm getting a Whopper. That's how I've always been. I'm a purist.
One of the beauties about fast food to me is that it's so cheap. I mean, God, it feels so expensive now. Thanks, inflation. But fast food's so cheap that the opportunity cost of being disappointed by a new menu item, which happens almost all the time, it's not that big because you can come back the next day and spend another $4.
The next day.
But now I feel like you're spending $12, $13 on a fast food meal. If you're at Taco Bell and you're eating like I eat, you're rocking $18, $19.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But at in the golden age of fast food, so for instance, I lived next to, I know I brag about this all the time, one of the top three most important Taco Bell locations in all of California. We're talking strategic importance.
Weird flex, but okay.
Literally, this is in Mission Viejo, California, next to Tribuco Hills High School.
You lived in Mission Viejo?
There's so many weird little new towns that spring up around there. Technically, I lived in Rancho Santa Margarita, but my high school is in Mission Viejo.
Which was how long? How far?
They like bordered each other. Okay. And Rancho Santa Margarita wasn't
drive?
A city until I was like 7 years old. There's just so much new
how
money.
How long was your drive?
It was like 10 minutes.
Okay, okay.
But then I moved up to Fountain Valley and it was like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, there was so much foot traffic from like a relatively diverse, demographic of people and a very young age demo going through this Taco Bell. And so they would test out a lot of their new menu items at this location.
That's so
cool. Yeah. And
that's
so they
really
were like,
cool.
They were like, what does a slice of America, want to buy from the, 18 to whatever demo? And so they would test out all their new items, but they would all be like 99 cents. So on the Crunchwrap Supreme. Yeah. Because they were like, we want feedback on these. We want people to buy them.
Oh, that's sick.
So my high school Taco Bell location was like one of the first in America to get the Crunchwrap Supreme. And it was so exciting. We were one of the first in America to get Taco Bell breakfast. We're talking like 2000.
Oh, that's so cool.
We're talking like 2007 Taco Bell breakfast. And it was funny because it was so, so, so different. Now, and I think a lot of this has to do with the recession and everything, but they're like downsizing all the items. So now Taco Bell has like the toasted breakfast tacos. Everything's kind of
smaller,
cheaper.
Sure.
You can go more a la carte with it. But but I remember eating, this is not in the running for best discontinued fast food item, mm-hmm. but it was called the cheesy guacamole bacon grilled stuffed breakfast burrito.
So many words.
And it was just a bomb. It was as big of a breakfast burrito as you'd get from like a local taqueria,
uh-huh.
Except it was just had so much boiling hot Taco Bell guacamole in it.
I don't like hot
with
guac.
The eggs.
I can't do that.
I'm down with hot guac if it's in like a carne asada burrito, or if it's at least, you know, guac that's been made fresh and it's gonna taste good.
Sure. But we're talking about Taco Bell.
Taco Bell guac, which I will say they have made strides in lately. It used to be worse.
Oh, but really?
It's just so, it needs to be so citric acid-y to be shelf stable.
And to be considered guacamole. You know
sure,
what I
yeah,
mean?
Sure, yeah, yeah. It's like the essence of guacamole. When you try and boil down the flavors of it, they're like lime juice. And it's like, well, that'll make it more shelf stable.
Sure.
But the hot guac with the eggs was not my favorite. But it was a very exciting time to be around fast food
mm-hmm.
when you could just pay a dollar and try the new thing. So
it's not like that anymore.
I've been the opposite, where I get, and to this day, if there's a new fast food item, I'm trying it no matter what.
I'm the opposite. I'm like a curmudgeon. Like I'm driving and I'm like a Del Taco and I look and I'm like, what are they doing now?
Oh, Del Taco. No, Del Taco has made strides, Nicole, because Del Taco, Taco Bell, right? They have the lion's share of the fast food Mexican market
sure
in America.
Yeah.
Del Taco, you have Taco John's, you have Taco Time.
I've never been to those places. I've never driven by a Taco John's. I've never heard of Taco Time. I think Taco Time is actually an SNL.
Oh, I think
restaurant?
You're right. No, yeah. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. Time for tacos? Taco Town is literally an SNL
you're
skit.
You're absolutely right.
I was like,
Jesus. What are the other ones called?
I mean, I don't know. Do you consider Baja Fresh to be in the same canon? Or
no,
is it a
Baja
little bit
Fresh
fast
is
casual?
A contemporary to like Chipotle
and
Moe's Southwest Grill is the big other regional player.
Yeah.
But Del Taco is the West Coast one that we have, and they're making big moves to expand.
It's good.
They've found that Taco Bell has like the middle 60% in terms of pricing of items. So Del Taco was like, we're going to take the cheapest 20% and the most expensive 20%, uh-huh. and we're making that ours, baby. So Del Taco to this day still has like the cheaper crunchy taco, and they'll do deals where you get three for $2 or something.
Yeah.
And then they also have like shrimp and carne asada burritos for $7.
And carnitas,
Dude, Del Taco.
It's the Trafe Taco Bell.
It's the Trafe Taco Bell, and I love that. We're mixing dairy with crustacean, with meat. You know, none of these were kosher slaughtered, and they're delicious.
What about octopus? I think Del Taco has to put octopus on the menu, and then we'll talk.
I would absolutely love that.
Would you really?
No, I would try it, of course.
Do you even get, like, octopus at, like, Poke Spots?
Not Poke Spots.
Me either.
I don't love cold octopus. I think that's the thing I agree with, right?
Okay.
Like even octopus in like a ceviche mixto or ceviche or like a campechana.
I like it. I like cold octopus.
I love hot roasted octopus.
But I prefer hot roasted octopus.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. What does this have to do with fast food items again?
Oh,
sorry,
we were just talking about like the canon. Okay, Bacon Club Chalupa.
Yeah, why do you like it so much?
One of my favorite things is when a company just adds in an entirely new meat or protein to the mix. So we were talking about Del Taco, that they just go willy-nilly. They'll be like, good news, we have
shrimp.
Carnitas, we have shrimp, we have fish tacos, all that. Taco Bell didn't really do that for a long, long time, and anytime they did, it was, like, very exciting.
Okay.
Like, so this is...
When you say exciting, is that, like, for the general public or for you?
I like to think that I'm the vox populi. I am the everyman. I am
vox
the person...
Vox populi, huh?
Voice of the people out
Love
here.
That.
I think what I find exciting, literally everybody else gets excited about. So when I saw that they had bacon and avocado ranch dressing inside of a fried flatbread shell with grilled
mm-hmm.
chicken,
mm-hmm.
I was very excited. And I will never forget, I would ride my bike to elementary school and middle school, and on the way back, there was a Taco Bell. And I would take whatever money I scraped together from, you know, lemonade stands or whatever the hell we were doing. I would take that and put it right into Taco Bell and I'd try all the new items.
A Taco Bell fund, if you will.
It was literally a Taco Bell fund. And
so
I would
cute.
Eat lunch at school and then I would bike home and eat Taco Bell and then bike home and then eat dinner. And that was just how I lived my life. And it was great. And the Bacon Club Chalupa, I will never forget that first bite. If you get the fire sauce, a half packet on the first bite, and then the creaminess of the avocado, that protein chew of the chicken. And then I was like, oh my God, where is that smoky bass note, the boom, 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 boom coming in from? And it was the freaking bacon. And they recently brought back the Bacon Club Chalupa.
Oh, they brought it back.
I mean, they're bringing it back and discontinuing it again.
Is it the same?
They brought it back recently. I imagine it's the same.
You haven't
But
tried
I will
it.
Tell you, no, I tried it. My palate has changed.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah. It was still perfectly fine, but I was like, that excitement of when I was a kid and something new came out certainly wasn't there.
Yeah. Also, when I'm looking at this, because we have a list of incredible things, a lot of these we've done on past foods.
We have.
Which is so
exciting. We have a whole
show
on Mythical Kitchen called Past Foods, where we review discontinued items.
If you're watching this podcast, just like type in past foods in like the search bar in the about, like next to the about section, and you'll see it. It's good. It's a good show. And like, what is this? The Taco Bell Caramel Apple Empanada, speaking of Taco Bell, was greatest, very good.
Greatest fast food dessert of all time.
Incredible.
Not counting Jollibee pies.
Oh, Jollibee pies are the best pies. The way that like the crust of the empanada was like fluffy but crispy and delicious.
There was a craquelin on it. It was like a craquelin.
Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous. The way I don't know what kind of R&D they did to like, I think, you know what I think they did? Mm. I think they flash fried it and then they flash fried it again, like in the actual like wherever they make it, like the studio?
The Taco Bell Test Kitchen.
The Taco Bell Test Kitchen.
I've been
there.
It's incredible. It's like freaking Willy Wonka. They eat with golden, solid gold spoons.
Is that also in Mission View?
Irvine.
Oh, close.
Used to be in, I think, like Orange or Santa Ana, and then they moved to Irvine, and I went to the grand opening of their new campus in 2010 because
Another
my
flex.
High school girlfriend's dad worked in HR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should have stayed with
her. That was rad, dude. I know. No, she found an army guy, and they seem really happy.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the caramel apple empanada. I think they twice fried it in the test kitchen, and then they sent it over to the people to fry it.
So it's a thrice fried pie.
I think that's the only way that crust was like possible.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. I think that was one of my favorites too.
And all this talk about McDonald's apple pies from back in the day when they used to be fried.
Oh, I don't think I ever tried a fried one.
It once. So Taco Bell at some point, right? Everybody knows they used to fry in beef tallow.
Sure,
and there's still one restaurant location. It's one of their originals that I believe is in Downey, California,
In
like South LA.
Uh-huh.
I've had some great food in Downey as well.
I adopted my dog from Downey.
Everybody loves Downey. Shout out to Downey, Artesia,
California.
Cerritos. Come on, inland South LA.
Yes, Cerritos,
Idaho
Square.
but anyways, Taco Bell used to fry their pies, and they have original fried pies at this location.
No.
And we tried it, and when I ate it, I was like, oh, that's a caramel apple empanada. Empanada is a pie. Of course. They just have an apple pie.
Sure, it's just shaped differently.
Yeah, but now that McDonald's bakes their pies, they are significantly worse.
Do they have slits?
They do.
Okay. Do they have
some
slits
of their
when
baked
they were
pies
fried?
Don't.
When they were fried, no. Do they have... Okay, because that wouldn't make sense.
Would not make sense.
Make zero sense.
all the apples would leak out. I tried a strawberries and cream pie from McDonald's recently.
What country is it from?
No, it's just it was an American limited time.
Sounds so good.
Edition, and it was not as good as I wanted it to be, which is fine. It was $2. That's a low opportunity cost. You can try another pie. You can go to Panda Express, Nicole, and you can get their new apple pie egg rolls, a thing that exists.
Are you kidding me?
No, they did it. They finally did it.
Oh,
I don't know who was asking for that at Panda Express.
They probably wanted to like corner like the dessert market. It just didn't work.
I don't know what their numbers said, but there was somebody in a suit going, we need to put apple pie filling in the egg roll wrappers.
Why apples? Why are apples like the default American like fruit to fry?
We grow a lot of them. You know, shout out to the state of Washington. Johnny Appleseed. That was a deranged man just walking around. Yeah. Oh, he wore a pot on his. Said, that's
apples
weird,
in your
dude.
House,
that's
in your
weird.
House, in your house, in your garden.
Nah.
Can I tell you something about a small little aside about strawberries and cream?
Yeah.
I think strawberries and cream was like the flavor of like 12-year-olds back in the day.
Interesting. Like our generation.
Yeah,
of 12-year-olds. I thought you were going to say like Victorian boys.
No. Like us growing up in like the time we did, I think strawberries and cream was like the it flavor. Remember those little lifesavers?
Cream savers. Dude.
Were they called cream savers?
They were called creme savers. But yeah, they were cream savers. They had orange cream and strawberries and cream.
The strawberries and cream flavor is like, when I think, can you taste it like in your mouth right now?
I'm salivating from it.
Isn't it ridiculous? Like I wish more people did like strawberries and cream stuff.
Well, I'm an orange cream. I've always been a dreamsicle man myself.
Me too. Me too.
Dream Skulls are great.
Do you know how I eat Dream Skulls?
Orange Julius, another discontinued fast food.
I love Orange Julius.
Millennials killed Orange Julius.
Do you know how I eat a Dream Skull?
What?
I eat all of the orange on the outside first.
And then suck down the icy vanilla the cream. Ice cream.
I have one thing I want to talk about.
What's it?
Sichuan sauce, Josh.
Sichuan sauce. You remember?
It came out. People were okay with it. They took it away. Yeah. Rick and Morty brought it back, and the internet went ablaze. Remember that? We even redid it once. Remember?
We did. We made it from scratch, and I ate the original Sichuan sauce. And what did you think about it? The actual taste of the sauce?
The actual sauce I didn't care about. I didn't care about the sauce. I was like, well, I got to get this sauce in all my foods. I thought the absolute, like, insanity and the hoi polloi around it is what really interests
me. Yeah, it was a Rick and Morty. I don't watch Rick and Morty.
I think
it's funny. I just don't watch cartoons.
It. My favorite part was, like, about Rick and Morty, like, throughout the whole thing, was the way that they animated the eyeballs. The eyeballs had, like, little squiggles. And that's the only redeemable quality about that.
I was a King of the Hill guy.
Really?
Myself.
I was an Adult Swim.
And so, yeah, that makes sense.
Robot Chicken used to scare me. Like, the theme song used to give me really bad anxiety, so I had to turn it off.
I ate the Sichuan sauce, and I thought it was perfectly fine.
I we were having a moment.
I don't know. Okay. Sorry. I didn't watch, like, Adult Swim. I didn't watch
a
ton of.
I loved Adult Swim.
Like, King of the Hill, Simpsons, South Park. That was kind of my big three. Family Guy as well.
I liked Family Guy.
But then you got into, like, the kind of weirder stuff, like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I
was just like, I don't. I loved, what's the one with Death Clock?
I don't know who
Metal,
Death Clock
it's
is.
Like, it was like a metal show.
Oh, the metal show. The metal show. I never watched
Metalocalypse. Metalocalypse.
Metalocalypse
was funny. I just, like, I would, you know, played sports.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I wrote down a list of my all-time favorite Disney.
Okay, Josh, you want to take it away?
I had Taco Bell Caramel Apple Empanada. I'm just going to list them off to you, see if you remember any of these. This one is a bit of a deep cut, but it was, I don't know about ahead of its time. I freaking loved this. I thought it was so well done. Uh-huh. Wendy's Ciabatta Bacon Cheeseburger.
Was this the one with Asiago?
No.
Asiago.
Wendy's, I don't know why they bet so big on Asiago.
Asiago. Do you remember those ads?
Yes. It was a multi-million dollar ad campaign around Asiago cheese, which is fine. It was like a fine, I don't know.
Fine.
It's like, it'd be like betting the horse on like Munster, or like Fontina, where like they're fine cheese is just, I don't know if it's special enough to launch a whole line of fast food.
I think I understand the thought process right now. Asiago bagels, very, very good. Asiago on another bread that is similar to a bagel ciabatta, very good.
And probably like low enough cost. I think I got where they're coming from.
I think it's cheap. Yeah.
It's cheap. It's not like Reggiano or Pecorino. Those actually have like government protections
like
on
a stamp of approval.
Yeah, for real. But like Asiago has none of that. So you can kind of call anything Asiago. Yeah. And it also, it's Italian, so it sounds fancy,
which is
the psychology of why Wendy's introduced a ciabatta bacon cheeseburger and a ciabatta chicken sandwich.
Did they come out at the same time as the Asiago sandwich?
It was around the same era. It was that and also the frescata line, which I also have in here.
Okay, because I can see like the through line of the roasted tomato, the garlic aioli, the Asiago. It all makes sense that that's
roasted tomato on a burger is one of my favorite things in the world.
I
roast my own tomatoes at home all the time when I'm making burgers.
I know.
And also the ciabatta, it was like, it was still fast food bread, right? So it's still cakey and soft enough, but had just enough chew and yield to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. It was perfect. The garlic and the aioli.
So passionate.
It was so good. And then Wendy's, they completely flipped their entire, because they had the frescata, the ciabatta, the Asiago, very Italian, trying to be the fresh maker, right, of the fast food world. And then the Baconator came out and they're like, oh, all people want is more bacon and cheese
and fat
and burger patties and fat.
Yeah.
And it kind of killed me. I thought Wendy's was, they were really cooking in the mid 2000s.
Mm.
And then they had to go back to their core competencies and it's just bacon everything.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Other ones I have, Taco Bell Naked Chicken Chalupa.
That was awesome.
Audacious.
That was awesome.
And the most audacious menu item I've ever
seen.
It was beautiful. They took a chalupa, which is already a very specific regional Mexican food. It is like a small tosta. You dip the tortilla in oil, you depress it with a ladle, and it creates a little hole. And chalupa means a little boat. And then Taco Bell, they took naan bread, right? And they cut it into a circle, and they deep fried it, and then they called that a chalupa. Mm. But then Taco Bell took chicken meat. They took chicken force meat and they made that into a circle and they breaded that and they fried just chicken. It's a fried non-shaped little boat named chicken force meat shell.
Josh, this is just capitalizing on the protein keto craze.
It was.
I know. Because when this came out? Like two,
this would have been, what,
like
2014? Not 2014. No, this would have like 2018.
Are you sure?
2019.
Okay, 2019 maybe.
I'm saying 2019.
Okay, you can say 2019.
I'm saying it.
Because I used to go to the grocery store and I would see all these new things popping up, like like a chicken crust or like chicken this and chicken that. And it was just
egg wrap.
Yeah, egg exactly. Wrap. Like all of
that's
these.
That's called
like,
an omelet, homie. That's called an omelet. Your egg wrap, that's called an omelet.
Like all of these like health conscious or health aware like foods, so you're not eating like bread and stuff. And this is just a response to that, but it's just a fast food response to that.
Humans are so stupid. We are pretty smart.
I think humans are smart and innovative. You need to do me a favor, Josh.
What?
In order for you to continue to be the jovial, young, stunning man you are, you need to be happier.
There are literally health food products out there called Fat Bomb that are advertising how high of a fat content they have and then saying it's for health reasons.
Why are you mad about it?
Because we're very...
Some people need to go into ketosis or whatever.
Yeah, like children with epilepsy to prevent their seizures, which is why the diet was created in the first place. Anyways,
okay, why are you still holding Sharpie?
I like Sharpies. My point is the Naked Chicken Chalupa, I don't know if it's endorsed officially by the keto community. It's endorsed by me,
The protein community.
By the protein community. Yeah. It's certainly, even though I don't believe the macros on it, whatever. I'm going to talk about, I am not caring about the macros, let me tell you that. I liked it because it was just fried chicken with like banchan inside it, right? It was just a piece of fried chicken and then inside was like a sauce and like lettuce and tomato. Banchan is a stretch. I don't think banchan is the right word.
What about ingredients?
Sure, but like I love eating meats with just like acidic and crunchy things.
Okay.
And that's all this was. It was just fried meats with acidic and crunchy things. The only thing it was missing, a little of beef.
Oh.
Why did they not put beef in there?
I think people would be turned off by it.
I want the beef. I want the beef sludge with my chicken.
You know what's
with
so
my chicken
crazy
sheet.
About Taco Bell? You can customize, man.
This
you
is before like, the customer. Like, you could still ask, but I was too ashamed.
Oh, yeah. So you wanted them to do it for you so you didn't feel ashamed? You wanted just naturally in the charter?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to do it yourself?
And this would have been just after their chicken chips, right? Which was Taco Bell's foray into the nugget category.
I think I remember those.
And then they also had their foray into the chicken sandwich category.
Oh, yeah. I did not like that either.
Which was Taco Bell, I feel... They have perfected so many items that it's really difficult for them to come out with new ones.
Did they ever do taquitos?
They called them. Yeah, they did. They did, but they of course called them like rolled dipping tacos.
Were they cheese filled? Right.
No. So they had some that were filled with shredded chicken.
Uh huh.
And they were proper like what you'd find taquitos, in the freezer section taquitos. But another great discontinued Taco Bell menu item were called the loaded grillers.
I remember the loaded
Chipotle chicken loaded griller. Light me up
with the it was like a mayonnaise sauce in there, right?
Yeah,
I remember
Chipotle,
that very well.
The delivery mechanism for Chipotle has to be mayonnaise, and the mayonnaise has to get hot, and then the mayonnaise melts with the chicken becomes a gravy. You see, but they were really really good. I remember
this is just a love letter to Taco Bell at this point. You know, there's other
we gotta talk about other places. We got through Wendy's.
I didn't care for Wendy's.
We're still missing my. You don't care for any Wendy's?
No. I'll eat it sometimes.
I just they lost their identity that made me love them.
I will say their Frosty game I love. Frosties. And their French
strawberry
fries.
Strawberry Frosties, great.
Their French fries are good. I like the skin on them.
Because I used to go to Wendy's for all the things that I couldn't find at a Burger King, a Carl's Jr., or anything. Mm-hmm. I used to go, I mean, the chili, the baked potato, the Caesar salad, the frescata sandwiches. They filled in the cracks. They were the caulk.
If I needed those things, I would just go to, like, the store.
They were the caulk that filled the crack.
I'm happy you've said caulk twice on this podcast now.
Sorry. I had to.
Mature. Grow up, Josh. What's up?
We haven't mentioned my favorite one of all time.
Oh, my gosh. What is
it? Should we mention it now or should I save it? Because we can
stall
more time and talk about Carl's Jr.
What does Carl's Jr. do? They had all the cool burgers?
They had all the cool burgers.
All of them.
And
the $1 million burgers? I mean,
$6 burger.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was $1 million.
No.
Well, I thought they called it that.
The $6 burger was a dig at places like Denny's, where Denny's, you would go there and you get a burger and it would cost $6.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, our $6 burger is actually $2.49 or whatever. But now inflation has caught up.
Oh, okay.
So $6 for a burger used to be expensive, and that meant it would be thick and nice.
I don't remember that at all.
This was like 2000, 2001, something like that.
Wow. How old was I in 2001?
Nine?
Yeah, I wasn't buying burgers.
But then inflation caught up so quick that they had to rename it to just the thick burger.
Okay.
But they have played around so much in that territory, and I think they've found some really great stuff. They had the El Diablo thick burger, which they recently brought back. That was fantastic.
Oh,
they had fried jalapeno poppers
on
the burger.
Oh my gosh, I do remember.
And then they're also responsible for some of the worst discontinued fast food items of all time.
Oh yeah, okay.
Including the most American thick burger.
Oh yeah, didn't have a hot dog?
Uh-oh, hot dog.
Bobby Lee, come on, man. I give you a little kiss.
Yeah, I had a hot dog and potato chips, but the potato chips are on top of the lettuce.
That sounds...
And they got wet.
Josh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream to eat at like a barbecue when like you're like seven and like your hands are still wet from the pool and you're like, you take your goggles.
I thought you were going to say seven beers deep.
Oh no.
Because I agree with that.
Oh no.
I guess 7-year-old me coming out of the pool is very similar to seven beers deep me now. We have similar, we both have
that.
Wet hands going into Dorito bags.
Yeah. I think it's a shame that they discontinued that.
I agree.
Was it with a side of Freedom Fries or something?
No, but the, yo, their marketing campaign, they had all the sexy lady marketing campaigns.
I loved those ads. I know they were a little bit like sexist or whatever, but I love
Paris Hilton riding the bull.
The car
Paris Hilton washing the car.
Yeah, I love them.
Kim Kardashian eating salad in a bathtub because she couldn't eat a burger.
Oh yeah, and then the drip of sauce, the drip of dressing. I remember
very
that ad
suggestive right? dressing drips.
I thought it was fun.
What
was the ad that was like twins?
That was Coors Light.
Twins! Yeah, I like burritos at 4 a.m.
That really conditioned a whole generation of young men to think that like casual incest was just very normal.
Yeah,
like that was the thing we were supposed to desire, was being in a romantic partnership with two identical twins who are presumably going to be, it was a very strange time.
I remember the lyrics.
For all of us.
Love.
Sports and big cars. I love weekends.
This is like the third
and
bar.
And the beer. And twins. It was that.
I love burritos at 4 a.m. Chilling with my friends and...
And twins.
Very good.
God, no, but that had the same energy as Carl's Jr. commercials.
Totally.
I think it was for the El Diablo thick burger. The commercial was like... They were at the Mexican-American border, and it was like they were playing volleyball, like over a border fence. And there were like hot Latina women and hot American women, and the crowd like coalesced over them just objectifying women. And it was like, we're all the same. El Diablo thick burger. I'm watching this as a 14-year-old, just like, word.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Carl's Jr. has had an incredible arc, and I have a deep love for them.
Let's talk about Burger King.
Their Santa Fe chicken sandwich is great.
Oh, sorry.
Burger King. Burger King, they've been at the peak of innovation.
There's one thing that I have to mention that I feel like we would also do, and we would be so proud of ourselves doing.
What?
The mac and Cheetos.
I literally invented those. Wait, you know the story.
What?
Do you not know the story?
You invented them?
No, like,
did you talk about this on the podcast?
I don't know if we've talked about it before. I've talked about it somewhere, but
are you sure you can say this without getting sued?
100%.
By
No. So what had happened was I created a recipe for breaded mac and cheese fries.
Fries.
No, but I mean, they were Yeah, they were exactly like what Burger King ended up
shaped
doing.
The same.
Correct.
In the curl of a Cheeto.
It was not in the curl of a Cheeto, and I didn't crust them with Cheetos. I crusted them with chicharrones, but let me tell you the story.
Okay, continue. It's okay.
So I made mac and cheese, like, log fries crusted in chicharrones, and then I put chili on them. I wrote it on my blog, Culinary Brodown. Kyle Marcoux, the vulgar chef who has now been featured on GMM many times, he made a video and wrote a blog post where he was like, I'm going to crust mac and cheese fries in Cheetos. Mm-hmm. And he shouts me out in the description of his video. Mm-hmm, it says, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm taking inspiration from Josh over at culinarybrodown.com. And like 6 months later, out come mac and Cheetos from Burger King using the exact same method that Kyle Marcoux did. Do I think that this is just convergent evolution and it all happened at the same time? Burger King, you probably have to work on new menu items for like years. Maybe, but I'd like to think that Kyle Marcoux, the vulgar chef, with the assist, pow, alley-oop from me, invented mac and Cheetos, and it still hurts both of us that we've seen zero mac and cheese money. Kyle, you deserve better, man.
You are entitled to compensation. Please call 833-DOG-POD-1 to state your claim.
Did you?
Or if you have mesothelioma?
Did you think they were good, the mac and Cheetos?
No.
Yeah, I've never had a fried mac and cheese that I thought was better than just a bowl of mac and cheese.
Oh, no. Well, like Cheesecake Factory does a good mac and cheese fried bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I like
it. I don't know. I don't know if I need it to be
fried.
I
like it.
I don't even know if I like breadcrumbs on my mac and cheese.
Okay. I like Ritz on my mac and cheese.
No, my favorite fast food item that's been discontinued of all time, mm-hmm. there's just not that much to say about it except Popeyes. You got to bring back the spicy loaded chicken wrap.
Those chicken wraps were fire.
That's the only negative thing you can say about Popeyes.
Fire.
They were so fire. Because they had the red beans and rice in a soft review. The tortillas were weirdly orange. Nobody knows why.
Those were good.
And then there was just a chicken strip in there. And you got the vinegary hot sauce.
Really good.
So you're getting fried chicken, mushy beans mm-hmm. and rice in a burrito. And they were like $1.29. You load it up with Louisiana hot sauce. And that was the greatest fast food menu item of all time.
I
and
think
it
I agree
is
with
gone.
You. It was really good. And then you take the mac and cheese and put a little bit on it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You make the world your oyster. It was truly a great time. I once went to a house party when I was 16. And
you went to house parties?
What?
No way.
Actually, I went with my brother to his friend's house party. And
like
it was,
in Hereditary.
I've never seen like that movie. You think I've seen Hereditary?
I've talked about it like 80 times with you in the hopes that you would watch it.
Yeah, no, of course. No, I'm never going to watch Hereditary. I don't like to be scared. I'm a coward. That's how I fight against toxic masculinity is I just be a coward. But I ate
okay,
six
continue.
Of them. I ate six of them at like midnight and it was the greatest meal
party?
Of my life. No,
at a
afterwards.
House party?
We were in the drive-thru. We had an ED.
Cute.
And also I was 16, so we're all sober. And we drove through.
Your eyebrow raised. Your right eyebrow
everything
raised means
safely
you lying.
And in moderation except for spicy loaded tortilla
when
wraps.
Josh lies or like has an aside, he raises one eyebrow. And that's what I've discovered from being friends with you for how many years. So we agree.
Yeah, Popeye's spicy loaded chicken
wrap.
Yeah,
bring it back. Bring it back from the past. Like the show we do.
And bring ciabatta back to society in general. We miss it. I love
ciabatta.
You love
ciabatta.
Get the hell out of here.
It's too chewy. I'd rather eat focaccia. Mm. It's fluffier.
Yeah, fair.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, Nicole. Hey, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wackadoodle ideas are floating out there in the universe. It's time for a segment we call Opinions Are Like Casseroles. Genetically, what makes somebody able to sing and why can't I do it?
I think you can sing.
I think I'm like the penguin from Happy Feet. I can't do it. I
just go
like,
do.
Ray.
Off to a horrible start.
All right. Before we get to that, we're going to do everyone's favorite segment, Review a Review. That's where we take one of your reviews from Apple Podcasts. Please go out there and review us, and we review it ourselves. This one is from Hannah Duvall. Ice in cereal, 5 stars. Josh, do you really put ice in your cereal? I'm giving this review 5 stars off the bat because I love that you tried to reach me through our Apple Podcast reviews page as opposed to any direct social
link.
But
it works.
And it works. Because my DMs are flooded, mostly the pics of what you'd think.
Nudes.
Yeah, but only from men. Because men are grosser than not men.
Talk about putting words in my mouth, am I right?
They tell me to put other do I really put ice in my cereal? It is not a matter of policy, but Justine Sterling, editor-in-chief of Spork.com, mentioned that it's actually very good, and I like a lot of iced milk desserts. When I say a lot of iced milk desserts, I mean Jaya Thai, the Vietnamese dessert. There's ice floating with a bunch of various jellies and lychee and other fruits in like a sweetened pandan coconut milk.
Yummy.
And the ice just keeps it so cool. And I was like, why not put ice in dairy milk? There's no reason you wouldn't want to be like, it waters it down. Like, drink faster. So I put ice in my cereal and it keeps the milk very cold and it's a delight. However, when you can't get the ice cube off the spoon, you got to crunch through the cereal and the ice, that's rough.
You got to get big ice cubes. You can't use like pebble
ice. Like a whiskey cube.
You can't. Yeah, a whiskey cube.
That'd be
exactly.
Perfect.
I agree.
I would love to eat it out of an ice bowl.
But I would never do this because it's silly. It's very silly.
Okay.
Okay. 5 stars.
Let's get to those opinions.
I'm going to make you practice singing later.
I wasn't expecting that.
Why not?
Nobody ever is.
Nicole, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
First off, love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
If I may, for just a moment.
You may.
Taco Bell. They bring back items like the Enchirito or the Double Decker, and everyone loses their mind. Why on earth have they not brought back the Volcano Nacho Sauce line? Maybe it's just me. Was that not the epitome of the history of Taco Bell? I mean, I feel like it outranks the days when everyone's favorite chihuahua introduced the chalupa. It's better than what we have now.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
So what's up with that? Or am I just crazy? I thought it was the best.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Didn't they bring it back for a second? Am I imagining
that? Did they bring back the volcano, Maggie? Can you look that up real quick? I don't know if they ever did. We've recreated it. And I remember when the volcano menu came out. There's a volcano burrito and a volcano taco. And it was a very exciting time. The volcano sauce, or the lava sauce they called it, was actually quite spicy. And it was delicious. I think a couple reasons why they've brought back other menu items. Say the double-decker taco. They already have all the ingredients there.
Yeah.
Right? It just was literally taking up too much space on a menu board, but they could always make it. And now with their new customization plan, you can just make it yourself effectively. Right? The bringing back lava sauce would sort of mean negating all of their, like, say the rattlesnake sauce was a new thing they had with the rattlesnake fries and the rattlesnake
was
burrito.
Was that the habanero?
I don't even know what chili, because they've done some like ghost chili things before.
That's true.
But basically lava sauce is lost out through the sands of history to ghost pepper, creamy ghost pepper ranch or whatever they called it. That might have been a Wendy's thing.
I think that's a Wendy's thing.
But like Taco Bell has had so many creamy red sauces with newer, more exciting names. That there just must not be a thing. And then the red taco shells without any additional flavoring, I think would be too confusing given the fact that they had red taco shells with the fiery Doritos Locos taco.
Oh, is Dorito? Oh, yeah. Why do you think it was Flamin' Hot?
They never got the Flamin' Hot branding on it, and I don't know why. Mm. From what I've heard, I don't know if this is verified, the agreement to do Doritos Locos Tacos was almost like a handshake agreement between Frito-Lay and PepsiCo, which owns Taco Bell and Yum Brands.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some just weird legality behind it. but they never did Flamin' Hot. They did Fiery. They discontinued Fiery, which I would, again, add to my list of best discontinued
items.
Yeah,
that was good.
Right? The Cool Ranch is fine, and then the nacho cheese is not my favorite.
Me too.
It clashes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there's real cheese on it already.
Oh my God, yeah, exactly.
I don't like the chemical cheese with the real cheese.
They exactly cross each other out. Yes.
So they already had a better red taco shell. I weep for the volcano menu. I wish I could go back to eat that, and also the blackjack taco with the black dyed taco shell and creamy pepper jack sauce.
No, I never saw that.
But I understand exactly where you're coming from. I have the same nostalgia, but I also understand why Taco Bell would not bring it back. Astute question.
Hi, Josh and Nicole. My name is Lily. I'm from Idaho. I wanted to ask your opinion about finger steaks. I know they're kind of an Idaho thing. What's the vibe? What do you think? My opinion is that they're better than chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Thanks.
Trevor has made us finger steaks before. He is also an Idaho native. Shout out Boise. Shout out Marin County.
Marin County?
His family's from Marin.
Isn't it Meridian? I think his family's from a place called Meridian.
Oh, did I say Marin?
Isn't Marin County like a rich county in California?
It's in San Francisco. I got confused. I'm sorry. I mean Meridian.
Shout out to the Vault Cigar Lounge in Boise.
Vault Cigar. Finger steaks are good. They're not better than chicken nuggets, though. But I'm a chicken nugget connoisseur, so.
So you know. Finger steaks are a chicken fried steak.
Oh yeah, explain to people what it is.
Right, I'm not messing this up. It's a chicken fried steak, but the steaks are cut into strips beforehand.
AKA fingers.
So it's chicken fingers, but it's steak fingers, except they for some reason call it finger steaks.
That's right.
Personally, these are not my favorite. I think frying. Even chicken fried steak, I like the idea of more than I like the taste of it. And I've been to some of the best spots in Oklahoma City.
This.
I've eaten it. I get the appeal. It's real cowboy cuisine,
yeah.
Right? It is
I don't
hearty.
Need it.
You know, I'm more there for the fried anything
outside.
Covered in gravy.
Yeah.
Right? I think the steak is not the best thing to fry. I'm not personally the biggest fan of finger steaks, but you go a little bit more north to the Dakotas and you get, what do they call it? Is it chislik? Have you ever had like shishlik?
Yeah.
It's like a Turkish thing.
Yeah. I've heard of shishlik.
There's an Americanified version of like shishlik, I think called chislik.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, little toothpicked meat gobbets up in
correct.
The Dakotas. So go a little more north and then you'll find the regional delicacies that I love. Chislik.
Hey, Josh, Nicole. This is Jordan from Minnesota. Love the pod.
Great regional food spot.
My opinion is that I judge every Chinese takeout restaurant based off of their sesame chicken. If the sesame chicken is not good, it's not a good Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Thanks. Love the pod. Bye.
That's me with fried rice.
At the Chinese takeout spots you grew up going to, did they have something called sesame chicken?
No, only orange chicken.
Same. So yeah. Minnesota is actually one of the nexuses of regional Chinese American food delineation, right? So from
those
how
are
I understand
all words
it,
that I understand.
How
it's
I understand
crazy.
It, there's a fantastic documentary called Searching for General Sho. And I don't even know how to pronounce General Sho because so many people pronounce it in so many different
ways.
General Tsao.
General
Tsao. Whatever you want to call it, which he was a real person, by the way. They go into it in the documentary. You have to watch the documentary.
Google
I'm
this.
Not going to remember the whole story. But what I learned is that orange chicken was invented in Pasadena, California by the Panda Restaurant Group. Then the Panda
so
Inn.
So damn good.
General Tso's was a very East Coast thing. I didn't even grow up with General Tso's chicken because every Chinese place here had orange chicken. Sesame chicken, I believe, and maybe lemon chicken are, I think, invented in... I mean, sesame chicken is a bigger category, but I think those specific ways of preparing it are very much a Minnesota, specifically Minneapolis thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the type of Chinese American food that you grew up with in Minneapolis or in Minnesota is going to be different than what we grew up with in Southern California. And I think that's beautiful because I would judge every Chinese restaurant on their orange chicken. You're right. That's the main menu item is a fried chicken nugget, effectively.
My question,
sugar.
So are you saying orange chicken, General Tso's, and sesame chicken are all similar but not the same?
Correct.
Cool.
And they are all based off of what I believe is a Hunanese dish that is called like citrus peel chicken that has vaguely some connection to General Tso.
I would love to try that.
Same.
Like orange peel. They probably use like bitter orange peel or mandarin peel in
and
it.
Probably mandarin, yeah. Probably,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of, you know, citrus in East Asia.
But
yeah, check out the documentary Searching for General Tso. It's fascinating.
Hey, Josh and Nicole. This is Rice from Northern Virginia. Long time
caller,
first
cool
time
name.
Listener. Anyway, I just wanted to say that little oyster crackers that you get for putting on top of soups and chowders and all of that, they are a trash option. And what you should use instead is kettle-cooked potato chips.
You're right.
That nice texture of being both fried and wet. Love that texture. Josh, I know you're also a fan of fried wet things and wet potato chips in general.
Yeah.
It adds more flavor, more texture. It's just generally a better thing. Anyway, love the pod. It's my favorite way to learn about extremism. Have a good one.
Oh, that took a dark turn. You're right. Rice, you're right. At first I was like, no.
That we teach people about extremism?
Oh, no, about the oyster crackers.
Oh, yeah.
We don't teach people about extremism.
It's just, it's always been a common fascination of
what
mine.
What extremism,
you know,
have people we taught people?
I have expressed, like, when I casually throw out things like the state is only defined by its monopoly on violence, it's a paraphrasing of a Max Weber quote from the early 1900s. You know, things like that are kind of in that line. What I'm saying is, if a clam chowder is perfectly seasoned...
It doesn't need anything?
Well, do I want to add more...
Salt to it?
Salt. Well, okay, no, but hear me out. A chef once told me, underseasoned plus seasoned equals underseasoned. Seasoned plus seasoned equals seasoned, if that makes sense.
I don't agree with
that.
Oyster
crackers are underseasoned, right?
They're bland.
They're just bland.
Yeah.
And so if your clam chowder is perfectly seasoned, you're adding something bland to it, you're reducing the seasoning. But potato chips are perfectly seasoned.
But are you willing to take... Are you willing to sacrifice a little bit of seasoning for a better texture?
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
And you're saying that oyster crackers have a better texture than potato chips.
Yeah, they do, but I like the idea of putting potato chips in my soup.
Same.
It needs the crunchiness.
It's like a chicken tortilla soup. I mean, you put the fried tortilla chips in a soup, that's a delight.
Oh my gosh. My sister used to be such a chicken tortilla soup girl. I used to make fun of her all the time. I hated it.
I don't love it. It's a very American thing.
They thicken it with, like, I just tasted it in my mouth. They thicken it with, like, tortillas, right?
Yeah, like masa. Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like that? Oh, I love it. I like the wet tortillas.
Like
it. In there.
I used to be like, you're drinking tortillas. And she's like, shut up, Nicole.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's like, what's the drink? Atole?
I like atole. I love atole. I've made atole many times.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. Champurrado. That's made champurrado good many one, times. Man. But anyways, I've never tried potato chips in my clam chowder, which seems shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to try it, especially kettle cooked. Like you said, wet soaking into fried.
You're right.
That's going to hold up a lot better than like a Lay's, you know, standard cook.
Yeah. Ooh, Ruffles might be nice in there too.
I never liked Ruffles.
What? You and I like
there's
murked.
Ridges. I don't you give and me I, fancy cuts.
You and I murked a bag of Ruffles Extreme Ridges Buffalo Chicken with a basketball player on it. Do you not remember that?
Was it Jason Tatum, I think?
I don't remember.
Until he wins a ring, I'm not eating his Ruffles anymore.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it.
Are we done?
We have run out of time.
Well, we talked so much.
We did talk so much. Well, thank y'all for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Sorry for teaching you about extremism. We got new audio-only episodes every Wednesday. Video comes out on Sunday.
Doh.
What am I supposed to do after that?
Doh, re. No,
but it goes, it's like a scale. Like, it goes up in pitch.
Doh, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti,
okay,
do.
Let's give, do you want me to give an earnest attempt at doing that?
Yeah.
I'll look at you.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That is earnest, dude. I swear, that's the best I can do.
We're going to work on it.
I know. I don't know how to do it.
We're going
to
work on it. If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, hit us up at 833-DOG-POD-1. The number again is 833-DOG-POD-1.
Bro, when I'm at karaoke, when I'm doing the okey, I'm all stage presence, no singing ability.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know what I mean?
I've been there.
Also, I rewatched the video of me doing that recently. I kept my phone, and you can hear the glass that you shattered.
I didn't shatter it.
That wasn't, you were at that table.
I did not shatter
it. There were like four people at that table, and none of you take responsibility for shattering glass. Who shattered the glass?
I literally did not do it.
There's shattered glass under my feet. I'm jumping, getting the crowd pumped up in the
I know who
pit.
It was. I'm not going to call them out
Katrina,
on the podcast.
Katrina and Ephesy. It's Katrina. Anyways, for more Mythical Kitchen, check out the other videos. We'll watch new episodes every week. See y'all next time. She denied it to my face.
She's a liar.
I wasn't mad about it.
Katrina,
I was just like,
you lied. It was you.
They let me finish the song. And then afterwards, you hear the DJ be like, that was Josh with Chop Suey by System of a Down. Everybody, please be careful of the broken glass.
You're so proud.